The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome back, my water lovers. We're here with And So It Flows, your only show for H2O.
In the abundance of water, the fool will get thirsty.
We're back. Your super waterman was well around the world, went all the way around the world to do an extraordinary interview in India with the waterman of India, Rajendra Singh, who's known for his work to turn back the desert and to show how water is abundant. I was interviewing him when I was over in India just a couple weeks ago, so that was great. I went all around the world, psyched. A lot of water stuff around the world. Was in Iceland, Norway, England, Scotland, Hungary, Turkey, India, and South Africa. Every place I went to the water to engage with the water around the world because it's the one thing that unifies us. The one thing. Nothing else unifies us the way water does. So super psyched to be back with you here in the Berkshires. Bring in water around the world with And So It Flows, the only show for H2O. Thanks for hanging in there while I was away. We got some really great music lined up. Great interview with Rajendra Singh later on in the show. While he's not in the studio, did a live interview with him and recorded it for our listeners around the world. Loving our water. Loving everything. And a little bit of tunage coming your way. Let's see what we got going on here. I think this would be Natasha Benningfield. Unwritten. We're going to start with that and have another lady right after that with water. So stay tuned. Be well. Love your H2O.
Today. make me lose my breath, make me water, make me sweat, make me hotter, make me lose my breath, make me water.
Normally, I could keep my cool, but tonight I'm whining. I'ma be in a dangerous mood, can you match my timing? Telling me that you really about it, what you're hiding. Ooh, talk is cheap, so show me that you understand how I like it. Can you blow my mind? Set off my whole body. If I give you my time, can you snatch my soul from?
Well, welcome back, my peeps. Super psyched to be here. I am your Super Waterman, Ambassador for Water. That was Tyla singing her smash hit all around the world, Water. Little hat tip out to South Africa for that. That was part of my world tour, spending time in Cape Town, which is more than a town. It's a region. It's an amazing, amazing, amazing place. If you haven't been there, I highly recommend it. Highly recommend it. I was visiting my brother and my nephews down in South Africa. And also had a chance to go to India, who India was able to put forth a really good opportunity to see my friends that I haven't seen in a while. And also to interview our interviewee for today, Rajendra Singh, known as the Water Man of India. If you're a water lover around the world, you may have seen him in a couple of movies, one of which was called For the Love of Water, and another which was called Thirst. He is a gentleman who's really gets his life out of water, and he's made quite a name for himself around the world, not just in India, but around the world. He's known as the Waterman of India, Rajendra Singh. He's going to be on the show in about 10 minutes or so, maybe 15 minutes. So stay tuned for that. I got a nice interview for you guys out there. Got a little news coming your way. Let's go see what's going on in the world of water. The world of water. That's a world. Okay, let's go see. For Your Health is a little news. This is from the from Paul McAree's Health and Fitness Forum. For Your Health, spend time by the water. Researchers have long known that spending time, let's see where, spending time outdoors has many positive effects on your health. Now, more recent studies have found that being near a body of water makes us calmer and healthier. You know that feeling you get when you drive to the lake or the beach and jump out of the car, smell the fresh air, and hear the sound of splashing in the lake and the waves of the ocean? Well, it's not just because you're on vacation. The water helps you breathe deeper and helps your muscles relax. Your brain waves slow down to stimulate the gentle roll of the water. These blue environments or blue spaces are not to be confused with blue zones. They're the subject of extensive research at the University of Exeter Medical School in the United Kingdom, where I also visited. Time spent near the water promotes physical activity, general fitness, and well-being, and has been linked to reducing the incidences of diabetes and other diseases associated with obesity. Additionally, time near the water slows down your heart rate, reduces stress hormones, and improves mental health. In fact, studies found that subconsciously, people consistently preferred pictures of natural environments, rivers, lakes, oceans, even when compared to attractive urban landscapes. And urban landscapes with water, rivers, and fountains are far more popular than those without. Health disparities between coastal and inland communities are more noticeable for those people who don't have the means to venture to the coast. This may be one of the reasons that 4 out of 5 blue zones discovered by Dan Buettner are islands. Well, blue spaces, let's say, are islands. Blue spaces can be put into urban communities. Again, a little bit of water news brought to you by And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. And thanks again, Standard Speaker. That's a publication, I'm guessing, out of somewhere. I'm not too sure where, but they put that story together. Really cool story. And here's a cool quote to keep you cool like water. Water is my life, my happiness, my teacher, says Rajendra Singh. Listen more of Rajendra Singh in a couple of minutes. We've got some more water tunes coming your way. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Find us anywhere your favorite audio podcasts are. Just search for And So It Flows. You could also check out our super awesome water playlist on Spotify. Just search for And So It Flows and save it to your favorites. It's a place to go when you want to get some really cool music. And here's a little bit by Santa Monica. Actually, the song Santa Monica by Everclear. Here you go. Stay tuned to your H2O and love it. Don't forget to take a cold plunge every now and then.
I am still living with your ghost, lonely and dreaming of the West Coast. I don't wanna be your downtime. I don't wanna be your stupid game. With my big black boots and an old suitcase, I do believe I'll find myself a new place. I don't wanna be the bad guy. I don't wanna do your sleepwalk dance anymore. I just wanna see some
dreaming of your face. Hungry and hollow for all the things you took away. I don't wanna be your good time. I don't wanna be your fall back crutch anymore. Walk right out into a brand new day. It's seen it rising in my own weird way. I don't wanna be the bad guy. I don't wanna do your sleepwalk dance anymore. I just wanna feel some sunshine. I just wanna find some place to belong. Get a limb beside the ocean. Leave the fire behind. Swim out past the breakers. Watch the world die.
Problems and this bottle before that moonlight quits
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O here at 89.7 WTBR, Pittsfield Community Radio, WTBR FM Pittsfield. If you're driving through town, if you're in Lenox and can hear us, Richmond can hear us, you could probably hear us over in the New York State side, over by New Lebanon. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. We are bringing water around the world through the airwaves that are granted to us by the one and only WTBR 89.7 FM. Look for us on all your podcast channels, And So It Flows. Also, check out our really extraordinary water playlist. So far during the game, called H2O, we had the following songs being played. We had, just now you heard Morgan Whalen saying Wine Into Water. Before that, we had Santa Monica by Everclear. And before that, we had Tyler singing Water. And before that, Natasha Benningfield starts off the show today with Unwritten, which really is a nice little way to take a look at our lives. We think we're stuck. We're not stuck. We ain't stuck. We get to say what we say goes into the universe, and it becomes our lives. So a couple things. Be careful what you ask for. You just might get it. And then another thing is, it's kind of like water. How you treat it is how it treats you back. So treat your words and your writings and your thoughts like you are. You are the, you know, you are the gospel. You are. You are. That's who you are. What you say becomes that. So, a little watery thought there. We got a little, let's see if we could get to this. This is a poem by Olivia Souza. Water is our everything. Water is our source of life. Water is our everything. Without it, we have nothing. Together, we must protect it. The little things do a lot. Start taking shorter showers. Maybe just 5 minutes or so. It's not that much to ask. Do not waste day-old water. There is nothing wrong. Use it to water all your plants so they grow nice and strong. While doing dishes, turn off the faucet. No need for water. Your dishes can be squeaky clean. The earth will be okay. That's pretty cool. Really, really cool. That's Water is Our Everything, and that was by Olivia Souza. We have, not in our studio exactly, but on recording, when I was over in India recently, had the opportunity to interview Rajendra Singh, the water man of India. So here's a little bit from him, and just thanks for sharing and share our podcast with everyone or our station, WTBR FM 89.7, here, Pittsfield Community Radio. And here's a little Rajendra.
Here in India, and I'm so excited. I'm here with And So It Flows, the only show for H2O. You could catch our podcast anywhere on most podcast platforms. Here I am with Dr. Rajendra Singh, and he is known as the Waterman of India. So, Rajendra, why don't you introduce yourself, a little bit about the kind of work you do, to all our water-loving listeners around the world.
Yes, the 50 years before, I'm a traditional medicinal practitioner. I am a practitioner in Government of India at Jaipur and Dosa and different places. But in 1984, I resigned the government and I start the work with communities, with indigenous community in India. And they teach me for water conservation. and I learn from them, and I start the work for water, soil, nature conservation. So that conservation work continue in last 50 years.
Wow.
So this is my introduction.
That's great. That's great. So 50 years of water work, soil work, work with nature. And you were actually part of a few films that I'm aware of. One is called Thirst and one is called For the Love of Water. So tell people a little bit about your work in Rajasthan, what you did, how you brought back a water environment.
When I start the work, that area is the drought prone. The people is displaced without water. And they are facing the sickness and the illness of night blindness. The night blindness due to the malnutrition. So first I start the treatment, and after some days when the person is cured, he say, we not need your medicine, we not need your education, we need water. If you are living with us, please you stop your medicine, you stop your education, you start the work for water. So he teach me only in 2 days. He's not give the education. He give the vidya called indigenous knowledge system. And that indigenous knowledge system is not by the teaching. That wisdom can understand. And he take me and put in the dry well 150 feet deep. And he take out and he asked, what you see in the well? So I told, yes, this well have the confined vertical fractures. So where the confined vertical fractures, there is the long tree with green leaves. And where the horizontal fractures, there is no tree. The all tree with thorns. So he show me the way of the understanding of geohydromorphology. The geohydromorphology of this region, when we understand, and he show me in a day 25 wells. You know, in education system, only 3 professors asking and the taking VIVA, and the after the VIVA they say, oh yes, it is the person for PhD. So they give the PhD, only 3 professor validation. But my PhD in a 1 day, the validation of the 25 wells. He show me the 25 wells and he asked only the questions to me. He not teach me, he asking me what you see, what you understand. So after 1 day, he invite next day and he take me out on the mountains where the stream start, where the river start. So we walk with this river. And walking with this river, he say, where the gentle slope, you make the state dam. Where the gentle slope, you make the state dam. And where the steep slopes, you make a convex design dam. And where the natural depression, so you make a concave design dam. So I created more than 14,800 water bodies, the basic of the natural engineering, and that engineering and technology with the consciousness and concern equally with nature. And that consciousness and concern with nature, so no displacement, no destruction. So the all activity with the consciousness and concern equal for human being and equal for nature. So my all dams never create any type of the destruction. My dams only contributing to the nature and recharging the rivers and make the available water for all. The water for human being, water for birds, and water for animals, and water for tree. So this was making the rejuvenation of nature. My work is not development. My work, no development. My work, yes, creation, construction for the rejuvenation of nature. So this is the difference. This is the difference of development and rejuvenation.
Yeah, while most people are digging, you know, and creating cement and digging things out, they're not paying attention to how nature works. And your work is paying attention to how nature works instead of just, okay, I'm going to build this thing here. You're more looking at how does it work? How do we mimic or copy how it works? How do we pay attention to the system that we call nature? And then through that, rejuvenating the water supply. And just so folks know, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to And So It Flows, the only show for H2O. I'm your Super Waterman, Ambassador for Water. My name is Leslie. I'm here with the Waterman of India, Dr. Rajendra Singh, and he's talking a little bit about his work he's doing rejuvenating nature through working with nature to bring back water. So when the water came back, this took a little time. How much time did it take to for the whole system to bring come back? How much time did it take for the water environment?
You know, you can change the history in hours, but if you are changing the geography, so taking months and years. So my work make change after the first monsoon. When my water body is completed, rains come and water collect in the water body and recharging the underground aquifers. And that water come in the wells. So this is not a rocket science. This is the science with sense. If we really have love and respect to the nature, so nature not teaching us the destruction.
Yeah, not teaching us that displacement. It's more like, it's making sure that we are acting with nature and not making believe that we own the nature. And a quick question, what happened for the community when the water came back? What happened for the people? How did it help them?
First, you understand, the all work done by my community and me. I and my community, we done the site selection. After the site selection, we start the work for execution. And after the execution and completing the work, the rains come. When the rains come, completed my water body. And when the water come, and the water come in the wells, so the people start invite the all youth back to the village. The all youth migrate to the cities before, because no water, no agriculture, no work for them, no food, no water. So when the water come, first the people call the all young people of the my community, they invite the youth. And that youth start doing agriculture, the plowing the lands, showing the seeds, making the maize, and the all youth get the employment after the water. Without water, no employment. Without water, nothing for nourishment. So when the water comes, my community increase a happiness. Happiness with work. So first they got the work and showing the seed, growing the agriculture, and after that in the planting the tree, because the rainy season is the appropriate time for the plantation. So the all youth involved in agriculture. You know, before in Chambal region, my all youth living with gun, and they migrate to the cities. But when the water comes, they surrender the gun and they are doing agriculture. So that That's is the great. Story of Chambal region, where I am working before 45 years. Start wow. the work.
So people come back to the village, the youth. They give up running away to the city to look for a job or look for employment or look for something because there's no agriculture. The kids come back, the youth come back, they take care of the agriculture, and the whole city revives. So you're talking about the rejuvenation. And there's two other points I want to touch on, but for folks who are just tuning in, you're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. We're talking with Dr. Rajendra Singh, known as the Waterman of India. I happen to be traveling in India. I didn't get over to Rajasthan, but I'm, thank God for a little bit of technology. We have the ability to have this conversation and share it with our water-loving listeners. Now, in India right now, they're considering, I was reading some news, they're considering putting together several rivers or joining rivers for some reason. And you were mentioned in the news, I don't remember which newspaper or which website, but you were mentioning that, tell people a little bit what the government plans are and where you stand on that.
You know, my government of India is very much interested in the joining the rivers. I am always saying long years, we not need the joining the river. We need the joining of the Indian people with the river. If we can connect our hand, our head, and our heart with river, so we can rejuvenate the river. The Rajendra Singh is speaking in front of you. Now my Tarun Bharat Sangh, rejuvenate more than 17 rivers. 17. And now we are working in 23 small tributary of Chambal River. So this is our next plan. So if I can rejuvenate the river, so my government, why not increasing the rejuvenating the river? We not need the linking of river. The linking of river doing by nature, the all river linked with river. So why this government making arrogance, anti-nature work, linking the river? The linking of the river is the anti-nature. But my government say, we control the flood and drought by linking of river. I'm saying my last 50-year experience in India, the all river work, so many big dams constructed by the government of India, or government of state and government of districts in different of the river, but they just stop the flow of the river. And that is stopping the flow of the river in the name of irrigation and name of energy generation. I am saying always, yes, we need the generation of electricity. Yes, we need the grains, but not with the violent violation of rivers. The all big dam is stopping the flow of the river, but my dam is not stopping the flow of river. My dam creating the flow of the river. So what is the difference in my dam and the government dam? My dam is very small dams, but my dam we construct where the horizontal and vertical fractures in the stream. So where the fracture open, we make a dam, and that dam only the rainy days catch the water, and that water flowing in the river. So my dam is never broken the flow of the river. My dam just making the flow slow. My dam is only the source for the making the flow slow in the river, and the flow can sustain in whole year. So this is the difference in my dam and the government dam.
My dam, you're working with nature. And you're working from what I call I have a word called the paradigm. You're working from a paradigm of abundance that water can generate. We have to pay attention, and others are still working from an area of control and from not paying attention to nature, so thereby saying scarcity in their actions. So that's what I see. We have 2 minutes left because we keep our interviews to just about 17 minutes. There's really not enough time to go over all the wonderful work. If you could say one thing to our water-loving listeners around the world, what message do you want to leave to them about the value of this work?
I say to the people of the world who is loving with water, the water comes by the clouds for nature, not for whom, only for human being. So this water is for human being and for nature equally. So how much water we are using from the nature, we can give the same water back to the nature. So now we not creating the pollution, we not creating the encroachment on the water bodies, and we not creating the extraction from the groundwater. So the people of this world, if they want the healthy future, if they want a healthy life, if they want the happiness in the life, so they start love with nature and love with water and love with river and love with the ocean and love with forest and love with earth. Without love of earth, without love of the sun, without love of the air, we can't live on this planet.
Why don't you let that sink in for a while? Thank you, Rajendra. Thank you, Rajendra Singh, for spending your time with us here at And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. And for those of you who haven't been to India, several of my friends have, but those of you who haven't been to India, the word for water is Pani. P-A-A-N-I, Pani. Got a little song from that playlist that I've been sharing about, And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. That's a playlist on Spotify. Look for it, And So It Flows. And you're going to learn to love it and share it with your friends. Because you got to love your water. You got to love the sun. You got to love nature. Just like Rajendra said, the waterman of India. Here's a little Pani. And this is from the original motion picture, which is a Bollywood hit. Here's a little Pani Ripani.
जैसा पानी पानी ओ पानी जल तू पावन बादल से तू मिले तो रिम झिम रिम झिम बल से सावन टपकती जीना हुआ हराम
पानी पानी मेरा रंग कैसा
दुनिया बनाने वाले रब जैसा
पानी पानी
ओ पानी पानी पानी
वैसे तो हर रंग में तेरा जलवा रंग जमाए जब तू फिरे उम्मीदों पर तेरा रंग समझ ना आए
खिले खिले तो छट आ जाए पतझड़ का प्रभाव
पानी पानी तेरा रंग कैसा
सौ साल जीने की उम्मीदों जैसा
That was Pani Rupani from the movie Shore. That was amazing. That was a Bollywood movie from 1972. I think Manish Kumar was in that. Let's just go check to see who was in that cast. Okay. Manoj Kumar and Jaya something or other. I'm not too sure. But they're great, great. So it's S-H-O-R if you want to see the full movie. You can probably catch it streaming somewhere. All Hail Bollywood. Bollywood for Bombay, but now also known as Mumbai. Great place to be. Wonderful city. The center of the movie industry in India. And a little bit of water tunage coming out of that film, too. So all power to that. Got a last song for you, and just thanks again for being with us here. And So It Flows, your only show for H2O.
The only song that I can sing is Boiling Cabbage Down. Boiling Cabbage Down, down, turn them all peach brown. The only song that I can sing is Boiling Cabbage Down.
Jack took Jill way up the hill where he thought no one could reach her. But Jack came down with a broken crown. Jill was a judo teacher.
Boiling Cabbage Down, down, turn them all peach brown. The only song that I can sing is Boiling Cabbage Down.
Diggery, diggery, duck, the mice ran up the clock. The clock struck one, but the other one got off with minor injuries.
Boiling Cabbage Down, down, turn them all peach brown. The only song that I can sing is Boiling Cabbage Down.
is a butcher, he really is a jerk. He backed into the grinder and got a little behind in his work.
Boiling cabbage down, down, turn him old cakes brown. The only song that I can sing is boiling cabbage down.
Water, sparkling water, lemon, osmosis, carbonated, filtered, distilled. See, we in trouble. Water, water. In the abundance of water, the fool will get thirsty.